messages on screen so when the audio effect of navigation becomes available. This station will now see the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Right in that.
Yep. Cameron, how are things today?
They're awesome.
Are they?
Freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm stoked about this.
I'm stoked about it too. This is episode number 25. Yeah. We hit a quarter century today.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, dang.
We're not a quarter way there, though.
No.
We got mucho more for you.
We're
guys.
Going a long ways. What are we doing today? What is this all about? Why are we here?
Quite a bit of little things on here.
We got a nice little podcast for you today.
We do. So, first of all, the bulk of our podcast mm-hmm. is about bartering.
Yeah.
And have you ever bartered before? We're going to tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
We're going to try. We're going to attempt.
You know, essential to have that are going to mm-hmm. be valuable for bartering.
Yeah.
And then we got a bunch of boxes to break down. We've got Tac Pack. We've got our new sponsor, which we'll talk about that, Survival Box.
Yeah, Survival Boxes.
And we got actually have the battle box we need to go over. So
yeah, and we're actually going to talk about...
These are all of our favorite boxes right here.
Yeah, they are.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. First, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack. As always, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at www.TacPack.com.
Do it.
We love our friends over at TacPack. Go give them a shout, all right? Guys, before we get going much further... It is out. It is here. It is ready for you to purchase on Amazon. What is it, Cam?
It's a tangible piece of knowledge for you from us.
Exactly. The Casual Preppers Beginner's Guide to the Apocalypse is available to purchase for Kindle. If you don't have a Kindle device, you can get the free app anywhere. What are you laughing at?
You were watching me, waiting for me to like stroke out. You're like,
I didn't know what was going on.
You're gonna fumble these words.
I'm just so used to it at this point.
That was impromptu. Like, I just came up with that.
I know.
That
was really good.
I was looking around your room trying to get better words. I'm like, quilted bear, angel soft.
Quilted bear. Oh, the toilet paper. I think you like blacked out in the middle of that for a minute and just came back. What did I say?
I was in the zone on those four words.
Yeah, it was awesome. So anyways, go check out the Kindle book. It's like $9, you know? It's like a lunch, basically.
Yeah.
And you're going to love it.
It's such an easy read, and it's...
Oh, it is. It's fun, too. You're going to like it.
Yeah.
If you like the podcast, you better buy it, idiots. Anyways, so also, guys, we made this a True Prepper article
on
TruePrepper.com, the top 10 prepper podcast in the entire freaking universe.
Mm-hmm. We made the list.
We did.
There's probably a billion different podcasts.
Yeah.
And we're number... Nine.
Number nine. How the hell did that happen? Honestly, like I don't get it. Thank you guys.
I don't either. Yeah,
because I think you've helped us.
It's all y'all's.
It's all y'all, man. So, anyways, go check that out at TruePrepper.com. We got it all over our social media, so you can check it out. Also, dude, we got new shirts for purchase.
Yeah.
So you can put on
professionally made.
Yeah. Our friends over at the 3%er. Are making these shirts for us, and you can go to our website and you can buy them. We have two different styles. They're both going to make you look more sexy than you look right now.
Yeah. So we have two different prints. Mm-hmm. There's three different styles of the, like, different fits,
yes,
I should
there's,
say.
Yes, there's more. Right? There's different fits. You're right, Cam. I should have been more specific.
I was just saying.
I meant there was two different patterns in prints is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. So they got, like, the FUBU length one. They have like the
guest jeans, Jerbos.
They have the midriff one.
Yeah.
That's all mesh.
It's a midriff. It's like a football jersey. the mesh.
It says number nine on the back for our rank.
Oh, that's
awesome.
That'd
be so sweet.
In the back, the last name says countermeasure right there.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I know.
Toilet paper is our logo on the front.
Yeah, exactly. Just toilet paper.
Listener, reviews starts now.
Do you want me to read this or do you want to read
it? No, go ahead. So this I think I read the last one.
This is the portion of the podcast where we talk about some really cool reviews we get either on iTunes or Facebook, and they're 5-star, and usually they're weird.
Yeah.
You know, also, we're going to start accepting reviews on the Amazon book too now. 5-star oh, yeah. Amazon book reviews. We got cool. a few on there. I think we might read one next
They're open
next
to
podcast.
Do however they want?
Yeah, yeah. As long as it's 5 stars, they can say whatever they
and
want.
And we can put it in here?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah, so they can go on the Amazon book and do the same thing. So just run to Amazon, type in Casual Preppers, the book will come right up, and you can review there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm excited to see what happens. So this one actually came from iTunes.
I like the name.
Yeah, Treebeard 9106. the voices are my favorite part. That's what it's called. Hilarious, informative, everyman, applicable. If you are interested in at all in prep, survival, or even men's podcasts in general, this is a great option. I agree with him 100%.
I do too.
Realistic views on prepping rather than mall ninja or hyper survival nonsense. Yep, that's true. It really is. On occasion, some of the advice might seem basic, but if you are new to preparedness, it's a great start. And if, even if you've been prepping for a while, it doesn't hurt to hear the basics reaffirmed. The voices are my favorite part, makes it more enjoyable to listen to, and sounds like a couple of buds hanging out. And what more could we want?
It's exactly what we want.
That's exactly what we want. That, see, that one wasn't too crazy.
We should open our podcast with that break. This is our podcast.
Yeah, I know.
That's like our bio.
That's our bio, yeah.
Social media shout out.
All right, Cameron, social media shout out time. This one is from Instagram at Ecto1959. She's from Canada. She bought our shirts, and that's why we're shouting her out.
And she was born in 1959, or
I don't know.
She just liked 1959.
Maybe that's just the year.
Cool. Either way, awesome.
She likes. I don't know.
Is that when Canada was founded?
1959. That's how many people live in Canada. That's what it is.
Well, if that's true, I'm moving up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a mad, mad world.
Just move on.
Let's move on.
Oh, really?
I don't want to talk about it anymore. So anyways, there was a power outage up in Michigan the past couple of weeks. 1.1 million. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
You keep laughing at me. 1.1 million Michigan homes and businesses lost power from powerful winds. It was a storm. 1.1 million. That's a lot of freaking homes. That's a ton. And it was out for several days, and people were...
Is Salt Lake even a million?
Yeah, well, with the whole valley, yes,
right,
there is.
The whole with everything. Suburbs.
Yep. But authorities believe two people died of carbon monoxide poisoning while running a generator at a southern Michigan home during widespread power outages from last week's windstorm. So they had the generator in the garage, and they didn't wake up.
Oh, dang.
So it's a very good thing to think about when you're... running a generator. Make sure that it's not inside. That's make sure crazy. It's outside.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Now it's your turn.
So, yeah. Do you know where China is?
I believe it's on the other side of the world somewhere.
Yeah.
I believe.
So, China's been trying to collect as many little islands and actually building islands. They're using dredgers
it's like
and crabs. Yeah. Yeah.
Like pogs.
So, there's a lot of disputed, you know, small islands. Never been to the... South China Sea, never. Sorry.
You haven't?
I have not.
It's nice this time of year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. all that ocean.
Ocean breeze and communist dudes yelling at you.
So, yeah, there's some. I think it's been a disputed thing for a long time of who owns what, but China's kind of just gobbling them up.
Yeah.
And expanding them.
Like hungry,
and it showed
hungry
some
hippos.
Picture, if you look at pictures of how big. Some, pulling them in.
Yeah.
But they're kind of expanding their borders, which is a little creepy. I mean, this is stuff you'd expect from Russia, but China,
not so much.
I guess they have nowhere to go. They're starting to overflood their country.
Yeah.
But, you know, that stuff pisses people off.
You think?
Countries do not like that.
No.
So, I mean, they're just, you know, they're such a big, powerful country, and their military, you know, and side topic, you know, their military capabilities are expanding.
Yeah,
and that's
they are.
Freaky.
They have a lot.
They have a ton of people to expand. Yeah. Expend. Russia's right next to them, so they could ally with that crap. It's just scary, you know. Country that starts to realize how powerful it is and just does whatever it wants and you know, breaks laws and doesn't follow regulation. And that's kind of what China's starting to do. And, you know, everybody else is starting to do that. It's kind of freaky.
People.
We're cruising for a war, I think. We're cruising for a war. more.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's crazy. So, it's mad. Really, the world is mad.
Mad freaking world mm-hmm, out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cameron, now that we've got that out of the way.
Thank you.
I think it's time to talk about bartering.
Bartering. Yeah, I think we should talk
okay,
about
okay, let's
it.
Do it.
It's time to do it.
Okay.
So bartering
okay.
has been around for the since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
I don't barter right now, but I should.
Yeah, I barter. I do barter once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is bartering? It's the oldest way of procuring goods. Mm-hmm. Either, you know, by trading services of goods or, you know, so trading services or goods for other services or goods.
Right, yeah. It doesn't have to be items. It no. could be skills or services, like
yeah,
you said.
Yeah,
for
or your body.
Well, no, actually, it's completely no, it's true. True. It which, really is true.
Which is
what
dirty.
What is the world's oldest, second oldest, or oldest profession?
Prostitution?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's oldest or second oldest. I can't even remember that. It's one of the two. Yeah.
Dirty and old.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when you know, no matter the disaster, no matter what goes down, bartering is going to be a big deal. You're going to need to yeah. trade. You're going to need to trade your services, your goods to collect things that that are essential to you. So Wikipedia defines bartering as a method of exchange by which goods or services are directly exchanged for other goods or services, which I already said, mm-hmm. without using a medium of exchange such as money.
Yeah.
So you're exchanging item for item.
Yeah, and so obviously this becomes very important when if there's an economic collapse of some sort
right.
or and actually we're going to read a story here in a little bit that shows the importance of what this is.
Yeah.
Of you know, why bartering is something you should think about.
Right. Just another little thing I wanted to read is barter networking is a powerful tool for countering the effects of depression, hyperinflation, stagflation, globalization and beyond. It requires participants actually to have necessary goods and services to trade. So, you know, our country is kind of fueled by currency and, you know, and getting gain and all those things.
Yeah.
And that's, bartering's not a bad thing. It allows, you know, human to human interaction
mm-hmm.
and compassion and, you know, and that's not always going to happen that way, but bartering has been around forever. And
yeah, well, and it's like one of those things that, you know, you have to trust that money is worth something when you're, you know, using money.
Mm-hmm.
And in bartering, you actually, you know, you're getting something that's worth something.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're getting a, you know,
or hoping, you know.
Yeah, a service or an item of some sort. So, right. Yeah.
And so, yeah, the problem with bartering is deciding, you know, your worth of items, like how much this is going to be worth. What value, what in return you should expect from that. And so
mm-hmm.
it's hard to kind of, you know, we don't know, you don't know what kind of disaster we're going to have, but
yeah.
we're going to try and go into a little more of like the items that are going to be valuable, no matter, valuable.
Valuable.
Well, the items are going to be valuable no matter what.
Yeah.
So,
or yeah, that we yeah. think should be valuable.
Yeah.
Valuable.
yeah. So why prepare to barter? Why Kobe? Why prepare to barter?
Well, do you want me to get into this story real quick at this point?
Yeah, no, do.
Because I think this is a good it's a good illustration of what
is real.
Yeah, it's something that actually happened. So this is an article I found online, and it's called One Year in Hell, and it's about the Bosnian War back in 92 and went through 95. I'm just going to read parts of this, and then we'll kind of talk about it as I read it. But anyways, this guy says, I'm from Bosnia. You know, between 1992 and 1995, it was hell. For 1 year, I lived and survived in a city with 6,000 people without water, electricity, gasoline, medical help, civil defense, distribution service, any kind of traditional service, or centralized rule. So this is something that happened. This was in the 90s. And it was all because of this war, you know, that broke out over there. Is this what that game is based
yeah,
on?
It is,
right? Yep. So there's a game called This War of Mine that we've played several times. It's kind of fun.
It is all about bartering.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So it's kind of funny that it was actually about that actual war.
It's $1.99 on iTunes
is
right
it?
Now. Special.
Yeah, yep. it's mm-hmm. a fantastic game. You should check it out. So this
or
guy goes
Apple
on
Store,
to
sorry.
Say, our city was blockaded by the army. And for 1 year, life in the city turned to total crap. We had no army. No police. We had armed groups, and those armed protected their homes and families. Yeah, I mean, it's typical what you think of in a social breakdown or, you know, war situation, obviously.
Yeah.
When it all started, some of us were better prepared, but most of the neighbors' families had enough food for only a few days. Some had pistols, a few had AKs or shotguns. So if you think about that, if you have food for a few days and this thing is going to last 3 years, I mean, you
can't eat your bullets.
You're in a bad way.
Can't suck on your barrel. Well, you could blow your head off.
You could, I suppose. Yeah. But after a month or two, gangs started operating, destroying everything. Hospitals, for example, turned into slaughterhouses. There was no more police. About 80% of the hospital staff were gone. I mean, that's how it's going to happen. They're not going to keep going to work when, you know, they could be shot at any moment at the hospital.
I know.
I got lucky. My family at the time was fairly large, 15 people in a large house. My goodness.
I guess so. A little bit large.
6 pistols, 3 AKs, and we survived, most of us at least. So, you know, they had some guns.
Yeah.
The Americans dropped MREs every 10 days to help blockaded cities. So obviously their country isn't going to help them because this is sort of a civil war type deal. It was a bad, bad, bad deal. This was never enough. Some very few had gardens. It took 3 months for the first rumors to spread of men dying from hunger and cold. 3 months from hunger and cold.
It's going to be far worse for the United States.
Oh, far, far worse, I think. We removed all the doors, the window frames from abandoned houses, ripped up the floors and burned the furniture for heat. Many died from diseases, especially from the water. We drank mostly rainwater, ate pigeons, and even rats.
Dang.
So this
I love
is the,
me some rat.
Yeah. Little rat stew for dinner. Mm. So this is the part that kind of gets into why we're talking about bartering and why we brought this up. Money soon became worthless. We returned to an exchange, which is basically bartering, right? For a tin can of Tshanka, Soviet Spam is what it is, apparently.
Mm. Hey, darling. Give me a can of, what is it?
Soviet, Tshanka.
Oh, no. That's some salty Tshanka.
Tshanka. That was
yum.
For a tin can of Tshanka, you could have a woman.
Wow.
In the biblical sense, you know what I mean?
You know a woman.
Yeah.
You can know her.
It is hard to speak of, but it's true. Most of the women who sold themselves were desperate mothers. So they would give it up for a can of Soviet Spam.
Man, that's got to be some good
stuff. Yeah, but that right there, that's bartering.
It is. It is. Yeah.
If you got a sexy body like Cameron's, that's something that you can use.
I'd probably get 10 cans.
You probably get, you have Spam Tshanka. Tshanka.
Kind of remember that.
You're going to have Tshanka up to your eyebrows, man. You know?
10 cans for this. 10 cans of your Tshanka for this.
I can see you standing on the corner. 10 cans Tshanka.
Just a billboard.
Yeah.
No clothes on. All of this for 10 cans of Tshanka.
Oh, it's all it takes. So anyway, arms, ammunition, candles, lighters, antibiotics, gasoline, batteries, and food. We fought for these things like animals. In these situations, it all changes. Men become monsters. It was disgusting. Anyways, that's about all I want to go into with that, but it kind of shows that this...
That was very long ago.
No, that was 92, man.
Freaky.
Yeah. Jeez.
I just stare at you.
I know, you're gonna look at me like
waiting
that.
For you to say
I ain't
more.
Got no Tshanka, boy.
Dang it. I'm out of here. I'm looking at your shelf right now. I don't see any Tshanka up there.
I hide my Tshanka.
Okay.
You got a can of Tshanka in your pants? Are you happy to see me?
All right. Russian porn. Oh. Okay. Get it together. Get it together. God, I don't know why that was so funny. Ooh, nah, you may never know. You may want that can of Tshanka. Okay, so why plan and prepare to barter? So Kobe broke it down.
I'm breaking down, man.
So and no matter what the disaster, no matter what,
yeah.
You think right now, how do you go get something? I mean, you swipe a card or you carry cash, and I never carry cash. And I mean,
I do.
Currency is just not...
I started carrying cash.
I need to, too. More. I can't tell you. It's just...
Oh, I'm crying, man. It wasn't that damn funny.
It's been a long day for both of us.
Yeah, sure has.
So, you're going to have to barter no matter what, because your supplies don't last forever.
No, they're not going to.
You do not know if you're going to have a bigger group. You know, you may take in more people than you expected.
So you're
going to have to get more supplies.
If anybody in your family or your close friends knows who you are and what you do, and if you're listening to this podcast, they're probably going to come to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're probably at least prepping somewhat.
Right.
And so
we've talked about, too, how many are going to be unprepared.
Just everybody, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the unpreparedness is just going to be outrageous. And
this unpreparedness is outrageous.
Simply outrageous.
Yeah.
There's going to be an overuse of, you know, very valuable items like, you know, toilet paper. People are going to just use it all up.
Yeah.
Toby's going to be freaking out.
Two squares in the apocalypse. That's it. That's my rule.
Just poke a hole in the finger. Yeah, have you seen that little, the wipe your butt military thing?
No.
You poke a hole in a piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, this was toilet paper. I had a teacher that was like a Marine.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm like, what do you mean? He poked his finger up through the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like,
I don't know. Where's
this
going?
When you take a crap,
uh-huh,
you just wipe it with your finger. You wipe all the poop off your butt with your finger, and then you pull the paper up over your finger. So you only use one piece of toilet paper.
Why?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any
sense.
He
likes the poo stinky finger.
Gosh.
Anyway, all right. Medications don't last forever, and there's a ton of people on Western meds.
Yeah.
And they're going to be gone, and people are screwed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Skills, you know, like nunchuck skills.
Both skills.
But you're going to need to know how to farm, hunting. We've talked about these before.
Yeah.
And those skills, you can't learn them when you haven't learned them before.
Skills are going to be...
books and things like that.
When bartering is involved, skills are going to be huge, I think. It's going to be one of the biggest things. Someone like you, you're going to be able to trade your medical skills.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to shonk a coming out your
I'll
ass.
I'll check that prostate.
Yeah.
For can of tajanka.
One prostate check.
Two pap smears for one to junk.
Pap smears. Apocalyptic pap smears. Two for one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
But yeah, so overall, I mean, you have to prepare for bartering. It is going to be the main way of, you know.
Yeah, so it's sometimes, like, you might think you've over-prepped for something. Like, maybe you've got, like, 15 water filters that you just don't need, but... most people have no water filters. You know what I mean?
Those
are going to be freaking gold, and we'll talk about some of those items soon, so I should shut up.
No, but yeah, that's
you know
exactly
what, I mean?
What I'm saying. Is
yeah.
We're going to talk about, you know, preparing for bartering, because you're going to have no choice. You're going to have to. You know, we talked about scavenging, and that's one thing to kind of get more goods, but...
yeah, go check out the scavenging episode.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
So that was a good one, but there's a limitation to that, and the really valuable stuff's probably already going to be in somebody's storage, and so you're going to have to trade.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have to trade.
All right, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. So I'm talking about, I want to go through a bunch
of...
I'm going to talk about. A bunch of items that will get you the most tashanka. All right?
It's all about... we should have named this episode.
Episode 25,
Bartering Tashanka.
Yeah.
Tashanka.
So what items are going to be most valuable when it all goes down? When we don't know what kind of breakdown it is. We don't know. It could be a nuclear war. This could be just a regular, you know, genocidal war like the one in Bosnia. It could be...
so some items are going to change in value based on the...
yeah, based on your situation. But
either way.
Most of these are going to be, you know, universal items.
That I agree.
You know, so anyways. First off, ammo and firearms, right? You're going to need security. You're going to need to hunt. And this is going to be something for everybody. And just like the guy talked about in Bosnia, you know, he's like, we were all right because we had like six pistols and we had like two AKs.
Yeah. So
you
know, had a really good defense.
Yeah. So they were okay. So people weren't just coming in and taking their, you know, Tashanka. They could defend it. So anyways, I looked at the most common. So I'm talking about the U.S. here. So if you're in Canada or if you're in the U.K., I'm sorry. But in the U.S., these are kind of the most common guns and calibers that you should be hoarding, because you know you want to get the most common, because that's going to be worth the most, because more people are going to have them. Anyways, 9mm. That's
more
one of your biggest...
more people are going to have more weapons to shoot that ammo.
Exactly. These are the ones that are bought right now more than any other ones. So this obviously says that this is what's out there. 9mm, 223, 45 ACP, 40 caliber. 22, 5.56, and 12 gauge. So if you're going to be, I think it's good for everybody.
No 20, huh?
Huh?
No 20 on there, huh? No 20 gauge?
No. 12 gauge is more popular. Yeah. I don't believe you.
I don't. I'm done with this episode.
I'm going to Google this. I don't believe you. Yeah, so I think it's good for everybody. If you're going to have firearms, at least have one of those, you know? And most people do. But, you know, if you're going to, make sure that's what you have at least one. And if you're going to stockpile something that you don't have, make sure it's one of those, because they're going to be good bartering items. The next one is meds, and I talked to Cam about this one earlier. Antibiotics are going to be huge, because, you know, it's not going to be very sanitary. People are going to be getting cut all the time because they're going to be doing stuff they don't usually do.
Cutting each other.
Yeah, just cuts.
Scratches.
Scratches.
And there's cats going to be everywhere.
There probably will be. Actually, probably there
could
won't be.
Could be a cat apocalypse.
Yeah, everyone's going to be eating the cats most likely.
Probably.
So meds. So I asked Cam, so if you were going to stockpile three antibiotics, what would they be?
Well, I think this, I mean, ask any medical provider and they'll probably give you a different answer. But in sure. my yeah. opinion, I think Augmentin, you okay. know, Amoxicillin and Augmentin. Augmentin's a little stronger. Cipro and Bactrim.
Okay.
Because of the coverage against resistant types, they're, mm-hmm. you know, broad spectrum, excellent antibiotics.
Okay. And we've talked about storing those before, haven't we?
We like have.
Ways to store them.
And they're actually all available as fish antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, right. not the Augmentin, but...
And you can actually probably get them from Mexico, too.
Cipro and Bactrim are, yeah.
You can probably get them from Mexico.
Everything comes from Mexico.
Yeah. You know, other things, pain meds, just simple stuff like ibuprofen, acetaminophen, Benadryl, yeah. Imodium, because... You know, your guts.
Whatever the disaster, you'll probably be crappy.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. Next, toilet paper. We've talked about this a little bit, and I always talk
about it. I'm sure when
it.
You eat all 70 cans of your beans, you're probably going to have a lot of diarrhea.
Yeah, I'm sure Tashanka's not good on your insides.
No, I'm sure
you
not.
Know what I mean? You get the Tashanka shits.
Drink the little jelly.
Gosh, that jelly in with...
Spam
is
about
so
turns you away until yeah. you taste it. And you're like, okay, I'll eat it.
Okay, yeah, I'm eating this. That's fine. It's just a little jelly, honey. Don't worry about it. Yeah, so toilet paper. Sanitation is going to be a huge deal. And, you know, he talked about that in his story from Bosnia. But you need to have good sanitation in any sort of SHTF situation. And people are so used to having their toilet paper, and people are so used to not stocking it up. And they're going to go through it quick, just like you said, you know. So toilet paper, I think, is going to be a big bartering item.
It's going to be a huge bartering
huge,
item.
Huge, huge. Alcohol. Cameron.
Alcohol?
Alcohol. Alcohol is going to be big.
You're talking about?
The drinkable kind.
Okay, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Because, you know, people, there's alcoholics out there. People like to drink.
Nah.
People, they're going to need a pick-me-up, and they're going to want to forget their apocalyptic worries. You know, and alcohol is going to be a great way that you can trade for toilet paper or whatever else they got that, you know, you want. You can also use it for first aid. So that's why it's kind of a nice thing to keep, you know, it can be a disinfectant.
Yeah, it's super useful.
Yeah,
super useful.
It can be a painkiller too.
Valuable.
It's a good painkiller too, you know, if you're going to be doing some sutures without any numbing, whatnot, take a big swig of scotch. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're going to be stockpiling stuff, make sure it's a really high alcohol percentage. Anything that's like, what are you looking at? Oh, okay. okay. Anyways, alcohol. Do you want me to stop, Cameron?
No, keep going.
Okay. Moonshine and Everclear are really good because they're really high alcohol content. Batteries. Batteries are huge. Everybody needs batteries for flashlights, for radios, all that kind of stuff. Make sure you got batteries of all types. AA, AAA, big Ds, Cs.
Double Ds. Triple D.
Any kind of batteries, yes.
Freaking D batteries. I can't believe how much camping stuff. Coleman?
Yeah, what the hell?
You guys need to move on from double D. Yeah, but seriously, Ds all the time. Okay, I understand the double D.
Yeah.
But everything, I'm like, I don't buy Ds anymore.
No, nobody does.
It's like $55 for four.
I know, and they take up half of your drawer.
They do, and they're like 30 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm always like, God.
Try throwing that in your bug out bag.
Yeah.
You're like 4D batteries, and it's like half your bag.
Just for a light, and the light won't even last through the night.
Yeah,
sure.
I know. Oh, yeah. So batteries, that's a big one. Water filters, I talked about this earlier, but it's going to be seriously invaluable to anyone who didn't prepare. They're really cheap. You can get those things from... you know, about $20 probably, and it's just something you've got to get. It's not going to hurt you for something like this if you over prep, because everybody's going to need them because nobody buys them. It's just it's crazy. Okay, so the next thing is going to be first aid supplies, and this is something that Cameron is going to be good at, because if he can have a lot of first aid supplies, he can do first aid on people. So things like gauze, alcohol, band-aids, suture, anything first aid-wise is going to be huge, because a lot of people don't have it and they're going to need it. The next thing is salt. Salt is huge because salt is big because you can use it for curing foods. It's going to make all your food taste better, and it's really, really cheap to buy right now. So if you can just go ahead and make sure you got a bunch of extra of that stuff, it's going to be a really great bartering item for you. The next thing, soap and toiletries, anything that's going to keep you clean and smelling good. This kind of stuff is going to run out really, really fast. Really, really fast. And people are used to smelling nice and too used to being clean. And so they are going to highly value this kind of stuff. So any sort of soap, toiletries, stuff like deodorant, shaving stuff, that's going to be big too. So you don't have big, long, ugly beards all over the place. That's going to be big. The next thing I've got on the list is a manual can opener. A lot of people don't have a manual can opener. I can't tell you how many places I've gone in people's houses and they just don't have a manual can opener. They just have the electric style. And, you know, canned foods are going to be a huge part of what you're doing. So you're going to want to make sure that you've got one of those, and you're going to want to make sure you have extra so you can barter for those, because people don't have them. The next one is lighters, matches, fire starters. I think Bic lighters are going to be like gold. And I didn't go into it very far in that story, but the guy talked about what he did is he actually had a whole bunch of lighter fluid, and he would charge people to come in. Well, he would barter with them, and he would fill up their Bic lighters because lighter fluid was so hard to find. And so he said that was a really, really huge bartering item for him.
It was.
You doing all right over there?
Sorry about that.
Okay, you're good. Bic lighters, man. I was just saying.
A big Bic?
A big old huge Bic. So anyways, any sort of fire starting, any sort of matches, most people don't think about having extra of those things around, and those are going to be humongous when there's no power. So, next thing, building materials.
A humongous Bic?
It doesn't have to be humongous, but any type of Bic is going to work. It doesn't even have to be Bic. It can be the cheap kind, but Bics obviously are better.
Bics are always going to come out on top.
Yeah, they are. Building materials. Do you have building materials stocked up, Cam?
Oh, I wouldn't say stocked up.
No.
I have an excess of screws and nails.
And hammers and things
build
like that.
Something? You can build some stuff with that?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
Oh, cool, yeah.
I'm going to get a deli and get one of those beef sandwiches.
Good stuff.
Things, screws, nails, lumber, hand tools, those are going to be huge bartering items because people are going to have to fix stuff.
They really are.
It's
crazy to think.
Like, yeah.
I don't stock up on.
No, see, like,
I'm always looking for more tools,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know.
And they'll be valuable.
Yeah, they're going to be big. Always, yeah, no matter what. Bleach. Sanitation, it gets overlooked by people, and bleach is a humongous thing because it can help clean your water, you know, it can help treat your water, it can clean, it can do so many different things.
I have like one thing of bleach.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some more down.
That's crazy. I didn't even think about all the different uses of bleach. That's a good one. It's a good one. That's gonna be way valuable.
Bleach. Yep, absolutely.
Treating tons of water with that.
Yeah. Water, all you're gonna treat water all over the place.
You're gonna treat it all day.
All day long. Coffee.
Yep.
54
Americans.
54 Americans. 54% of Americans drink coffee every single day. That's over half of America drinks coffee every single day.
I thought that's rather low.
I thought it'd be more than that. But if you think about that.
So Washington State?
Yeah.
It's like 110%.
Yeah.
You can just smell it in the air. It's like coffee.
Just
vapor just
wafts
floating
in your
around.
Window. Yeah. So coffee is going to be huge because people are addicted. They're absolutely addicted to it, you know. And if you have some extra coffee on hand, you know, that instant coffee freaking lasts forever.
Yep.
I think.
I'm going to talk about vices.
Oh, are you? Okay. Mm-hmm. So good. So we'll go over that.
Not
more.
Vice grips.
Well, that
not
tools.
Miami Vice.
Ooh, Miami Vice.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Gold and silver. You know,
silver and gold.
This is a big one that people talk about a lot, and I have mixed feelings on gold and silver.
I do too. The more I read, the more I have mixed feelings on.
Yeah, I understand. You know, gold always has always had.
I own two $20 pure silver coins. That's it.
Oh, fantastic! No, that's a good start, really, though.
I know. I started.
I think gold
is a little something I do.
I didn't try that hard, but whatever. You know, gold is a really good hedge, you know, today to buy some gold, you know, to have some just against the crazy markets and stuff that's going on. I am not one of those people that think gold is going to be the thing people use to trade with. I don't think it's going to be our new monetary thing. I think, okay, stuff goes down. You know, I'm with my kids and my family, and I have to have some food, right?
Yeah.
And I don't have any food. Or I have some food and somebody comes to me and says, hey, you know, what do you need? You need some water filters? I'm like, yeah, I need some water filters or something. And so do I want gold?
I know.
Or do I want
I don't want something I can't put to immediate use.
Exactly. No way. So what a lot of people say is, can I eat it? Can I grow it? Can I wipe my ass with it? And can I shoot it? That's the things I'm going to look at because – gold, yeah, maybe somebody will take it. Maybe somebody will say, how do I know that's not just...
I know. And I always think about, like, well, if they start refining jewelry and stuff, it'll be valuable. But yeah. I'm like, that's, like, so far past...
I feel like a little bit of gold and silver is a good thing to have, but I think...
We could do a whole thing on this.
Yeah, me personally...
It's such a controversial subject. Yeah,
me personally, when I'm trading and stuff's gone down, I'm going to want food, I'm going to want water, and I'm going to want medical supplies.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to want.
I know.
You know what I mean? I don't care if I have more gold because right. I just don't know if I can actually use it with the next guy that comes along. But I know I can give him ammo. I know I can give him Tashanka. He's going to want it. You know what I mean? So,
you want this, yeah.
Because anyways, gold and silver. Sorry if those gold
like a
and silver
name
guys.
In Mississippi what? Or something. What? This is my daughter, Tashanka.
Tashanka.
Tanisha and Tashanka.
Yeah. Seeds. You know, and this is something that is probably only going to be valuable.
I'm always carrying my seeds.
Yeah. I got it right next to my 20s. I got Benjamins and I got heirlooms. Non-GMO. This is obviously something that's going to be really valuable if your apocalypse is lasting a really long time. If it's a, you know, several months, maybe not, because you're not going to really get to the point where you're doing a survival garden. But, you know, they could be. Who knows? Feminine products. You know, that time of the month comes no matter what, you know, and so
it's going to be a nightmare if they don't have conveniences.
I'm
of those
seriously
things.
So screwed. I have three daughters and I have a wife.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Seriously. So when it comes down, it's going to be a bad deal for me. So the chicks are going to want their feminine products, man.
Yeah.
So why not just throw a couple extra next to your
masculine products?
Masculine products. Yeah.
Beard trimmer.
Yeah, your beard trimmers and whatnot. So food and water. This is an obvious one. I don't think that's going to be one of the first things that I start trading because I'm going to want to keep that, obviously. But it's going to be huge. And things like candy, chocolate, and soda, people are going to be desperate for those because they're addicted to sugar, right?
Right.
How many people in the United States have diabetes? You know, because that's all they
90%.
Eat is... Yeah, 150% or something. And then the next category is power. Solar generators, solar chargers, any sort of generator, batteries. In the immediate aftermath with something with no power, these are going to be huge. Anybody's going to be... Anything with like a solar charger on it, you know, a crank, you know, charger. Oh my gosh, this is going to be gold.
Yeah.
Man. You're going to get whatever you want for those suckers. Seriously. So have some extra ones for barter. Honey and sugar. Like I said, people are addicted to sugar. And if it gets going down the road and they can't have cookies or whatever because they don't have any sugar, they're going to come to you. They're going to say, hey, man, I'll give you some of this for some sugar. You know, some sugar for some sugar, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. And honey's the bee's knees.
Honey's the bee's knees. Honey's huge, man. I'm all in on honey. All in.
All right.
Splashing the pot.
Just trade all of your stuff for big jugs
got like
of honey.
45-gallon buckets of honey. That's all
I
got.
It probably would last longer than most. So, mm-hmm.
Tobacco, and we're going to talk about that, you know, like I
advice
right here. Take advantage of another idiot who's addicted to tobacco. You know?
Stupid
just
tobacco
take advantage.
Users.
Skills. We've talked about that. First aid, medical, construction, mechanics, gunsmithing, sewing, butchering, hunting, appliance, engine repair, all that kind of stuff. Is freaking gold
it
when
is.
Bartering comes. So I mean, I think
you'd be valuable.
You've got it made in the shade. Valuable. I got nothing. I mean, there's going to be no video production. There's going to be no podcast production in the apocalypse.
Who's gonna? Yeah,
I'm screwed.
Who's gonna remove that impacted piece of poop?
You will, son. You will. Food producing animals. Those are going to be freaking gold too, man. Chickens, cows, goats, rabbits, bees. They're going to keep giving you stuff that you can barter with constantly.
I know, that's smart.
You know, chickens are going to give you eggs, and you can go get whatever you want for those suckers, basically.
Yeah.
Name your price.
I don't have a price for okay. you.
Fuel, gasoline, diesel, propane, kerosene, anything that fuel-wise is going to be a big bartering item. A
huge one.
Also, you know, if your apocalypse is a nuclear event of some sort, potassium iodide, Geiger counters, those kind of things are going to be really valuable.
In the earthquake that hit Japan, no, it was a tsunami that hit Japan in what, 2010?
I don't remember.
2009 or 10. I think it was 10. Potassium was wiped out.
Really?
Like, people bought all of it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So it was gone. You know, they were trying to protect themselves from the breakdown of the nuclear plant. So
yeah, because you can imagine if you had extra stocked up. I mean,
I know. It would be.
Yeah, it'd be gold, man. Freaking gold. Face masks, N95 type face masks. I mean, if there's some sort of a pandemic of some sort. I mean, I just told you, I bought a box of 20 for like $15 and 95 face masks.
They'll be worth like $500.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I need several, you know, but I could barter with those really easily. Garbage bags. We've talked about this. Sanitation, again, they have tons of uses. You can do so many things with them. Garbage bags are going to be huge. Condoms.
Garbage bags as well.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
Just capture you. Yeah.
Yeah. So condoms, people are still going to want to be doing what they want to do. And if they don't have condoms, you know, no one wants to get pregnant in the apocalypse. Not a good thing. The last one I have on here is fishing supplies. Because every time I talk to somebody and they say, oh man, if something happens, I'm just going to go fishing every day. That's all I'm going to do. So people are going to want to go fishing. I don't think that's going to be as effective as they think it is, but you know what I mean? Fishing supplies will be big, you know.
They will.
Lures and fishing.
Hooks don't stay sharp forever, son.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, stuff. That's all I got for that. Is that okay?
No, that's I like it.
You do. You love
it.
So
when we use it on the podcast, when we re-record this.
Yeah. No, we're good.
So yeah, the Kobe talked about what?
I'm going to talk about the 3%er real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. For sure.
So, guys, the 3%er. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots. Now, the last time that you said, like, you messed up on this, now I can't even read this anymore. I should make you read it. The 3%er. These guys are the guys that they're making our shirts because they do such a good job. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They're extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment American-loving patriot. Use code CASUALPREPPERS, and you're going to get 10% off. You can get 10% off with the code CASUALPREPPERS with a Casual Preppers shirt.
And immediately you're a patriot, because they're patriots.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Immediately.
The patriots.
Yep.
So awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Okay.
Just do it.
Good. Go.
Kobe talked about too many items. No, I'm just kidding. Lots of valuable items to have. And he ruined my segment completely.
Did I mention
all the... No. So vices. There's going to be addicts out there.
Mm-hmm.
Your tobacco junkies, your caffeine funkies, your coffee...
Monkeys.
I was trying to rhyme with all of them, but that fell apart. Alcohol and you talked about candy and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I just wanted to go over some of these. You know, I don't smoke. I don't chew. It'd be really weird for me to go buy tobacco.
You're such a nerd.
I know. But tobacco, the stuff that you could get in return to barter with, it's going to be huge.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, how do I do that without my wife being like, smoking? But you can get it in big cans, I read and stuff. You don't have to buy Camels.
You don't have to.
But
it'd be cooler if you do.
But the filtered cigarettes, I think a lot of countries die for those, you know. Mm-hmm. They love them. So, I mean, if you want to disappoint your family and lower your standards, but you just do it in the name of prepping.
Yeah.
Get you some tobacco.
Exactly.
It really is. So I'm not saying to play off the vices, but it's going to get you a lot further.
I'm saying play off the vices.
Yeah, I know. Then that's true. I mean, too.
Survival of the fittest, son.
Seriously. There's going to be addicts, and they're going to need it, and they will be willing to give you a lot more in return.
What are they going to give you?
Maybe 20 cans of Tashaka. So booze, you know, alcohol is going to be a huge one. I've seen alcohol withdrawals, and I've seen how horrible it is for people. And when that's, it takes a long time to get that out of your system. Mm-hmm. Even when you get past the worst of it, they still crave it big time. And it's sad, but it's going to be a reality. And, you know, if you have alcohol, it is a useful thing if you don't drink it. But it's going to be super valuable to trade. Yeah. It really is.
Yep.
Candy and chocolate. So stock up on it.
Why not?
Why does it hurt?
Why does it hurt? Why does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt.
Why does it hurt?
So why does it hurt so bad to stock up on chocolate?
Oh, it's so dark.
I bought all this chocolate.
It hurts so bad.
It's useful for, you know, building morale. You're going to have a lot of kids. You're not going to have a lot of kids in the apocalypse, but there's going to be a lot of kids that it's going to be hard. You're going to be busting out kids left and right.
Kid factory. Apocalyptic kid factory.
Well, honey, there's nothing else to do. Let's pop some kids out.
Let's get another one of these kids.
We got a bunch of chocolate bars in the back.
Dark chocolate. But Shunka.
Sugar to addicts, man. It's going to be valuable.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't really say these items, they're not as practical as your regular food storage, your water, you know, medications, but they're things that an overstocking on is going to be really valuable for, and most of it's useful. You know, coffee, you can buy coffee, you know, easily, big cans, you can get
green. Just go to the store, you can buy it. Buy it easily.
Literally, you can go down to the grocery store right now and buy a coffee.
Every single one of you.
I don't know if anybody knew that. There's coffee at your grocery store right now. Beans.
They got an entire aisle for it.
Yeah. So lots of uses. Caffeine. There's caffeine junkies. There's all kinds of different caffeine sources. That's going to be a useful one. Stimulants. So the stimulants, just anything like caffeine or
drugs?
Even...
What? Are you talking about meth? Yeah, I know. Stock up.
I know. I was like, I got to be careful with the stimulant thing. Since you're on the subject, so medications. So if you've had a procedure done or you've had, you've come out of surgery, your wife's had a baby or your husband's had a baby.
What?
I know. I'm just trying to be weird.
Yeah, you've accomplished that. Well done.
Pain medication. Mm. So, I admit it.
Yeah.
I told my wife when she had the baby, she's like, I don't want any. And I'm like, just get it filled.
Yeah, exactly.
I still have the bottle. They're old, but they still work.
Yeah. They just kind of lose effectiveness, right?
Right. Their potency goes down. They're not toxic. But having those is going to be extremely valuable.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have leftover antibiotics because none of you finish your antibiotics.
Yeah.
So stop, you know, save them. And we had that little medical tip episode where I talked about storage life of those as like 5 years to 10 years.
Yeah.
Like the military's kind of studied them. So just hold on to them. They're not toxic.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Thanks. we talked about gold, so I'm not going to really talk about that. Okay. But condoms, there's going to still be sex addicts out there. Yeah. And, you know, even if your wife has been fixed or you've been fixed,
yeah,
there's still going to be other people that aren't fixed.
Aren't fixed.
And, yeah, you're going to have condoms for them. I don't need to go anymore.
No, I think everybody knows what they're for.
And on the pain meds, I forgot about that. On the medications, Viagra and things like that.
You're going to be big.
Yeah. I have samples from the sample closet.
Samples.
yeah. But no, I'm like, and that's not very practical for everybody else to get samples, but if you got a bottle of it, you know,
and
you're not using it,
keep it.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
Keep it.
Exactly.
Medications for a Woody.
Yeah.
Gonna be valuable.
Woody medication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And other things like if you upgrade, so you buy a new generator.
Yeah.
The old one, give it to somebody that you know will actually use it. You know, mm-hmm. don't just pawn it off.
Yeah.
Holding on to those generators in, I think it was Hurricane Katrina, they went for tons. Like,
yeah,
they just got wiped out of stores and everything. That was my thumb.
Yeah, man, that sounds dislocated. Nasty.
But those generators and those things like that are mm-hmm. going to be worth a ton when you can't buy them and they're not manufactured anymore. The end.
Okay.
And then the other thing I didn't mention is motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Two-stroke WB. Oil and motor oil, that stuff, there's tons of gas-powered things that are still, the motor oil is going to be pretty valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even the stuff you drain off, if you don't
I
stock it up.
Yeah. You usually just let it go down the storm drain, but keep it.
Yeah, seriously. Let's be realistic. You're just pouring it out in your yard somewhere you don't.
Yeah.
But that stuff, it burns.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can put it back in a car if it's still useful.
Hey, honey, you want to go cuddle around the old fire?
Let's cook some French fries tonight. Let's go use that 10.30.
Condoms and Dijonka.
I got some lubricant and some two-stroke oil.
Two-stroke oil.
So anyway, some of those items that you don't feel are going to be as useful for your family, they could be very useful in bartering. The end.
The end. Sweet. What's next?
Oh, it's me again?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. You got a lot going on.
Mine's pretty painful. So when you go into a bartering situation,
mm-hmm.
you got to be careful. So I just want to talk about safely bartering in the apocalypse.
Okay.
So people aren't going to be prepared and people are going to freak out and they're going to, clean off the shelves. You know, we've talked about this a million times too. And they're just going to gobble up as much resources as they can. Now these people, it's not always going to be, oh good, they got a big stockpile. They're going to easily trade with me.
Yeah.
They're going to want more. They're going to want to just gather up everything they can and care less about you. So that leads to people being more actually threatening is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
So first of all, trying to barter among people that you know and groups that you know that are safer. And
yeah.
That's the first thing that you want to try and do and be safe about.
And I think it's a good idea, now to be building that group of people that you know that you think might be a little more prepared than most people.
You can't
people.
Really include, maybe your group's full or you don't necessarily want them as your group, but you want to know, I know that they would be a friendly and a good person.
Exactly. And have a good relationship with them. So when it comes down to that time, you can go and do this safely without saying, oh man, I don't know if I should go over there with this stuff. Cause what if they,
And I know people that, are like psychopaths and they're like, I'm not going to trade in my stuff. You didn't prepare. So screw you.
Yeah.
And there are those people and it's good to know who those people are
because
when they come to you, I'm probably going to hike the price up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You want two shonka? No, no.
Not going to happen.
You just get spam.
Yeah. Regular old American spam.
So there are going to be times when you're not going to know the partner that you need to trade with because they'll have something that you or your group needs that you already know that another group does not, the people that you know do not have. So when you go about doing, there's two different scenarios in how these trades can come that would work out. There will likely be like a marketplace, probably.
Yeah.
Like a market type of.
I didn't get to that part in that article, but he actually did say there was a street where people gathered every day for
bartering. That's the best place.
Yeah.
It's public.
Because it's public and it's open.
And there's a lot of variety. And, you don't want to be carrying all or a lot of your valuable stuff hoping for a trade. You want to be very careful about that.
Yeah.
Only a few things per day. But yeah, that's the best type is like a marketplace or mm-hmm. a gathering spot, a park that there's a lot of people around. That always doesn't work out. You've got your paranoid folk and mm-hmm. and you should be paranoid. But when you set up a trade with that person, one, you need to meet on common ground.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to their place. You don't want them to come near your place. You don't want to know where each other's stashes are.
Yeah. Meet at McDonald's.
Whatever is left of it.
Yeah.
That'll be just eaten up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think the building's even edible.
The nice thing is that McDonald's lasts forever.
It does.
It doesn't degrade or anything.
So it's
a good thing to go hit up McDonald's.
Raid that freaking place. Uh-huh. If you haven't, nobody has. 15 years from now, you could probably still do it.
Yeah. Although their french fries, they taste like garbage about 15 seconds after they're cooked.
That's so true.
They're really, really good for like 15
it's
seconds.
It's got to be the oil.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. Anyway.
And so you need to have a second person with you. Now, yeah. This person doesn't need to come side by side. The more, the better. You know, we've talked a little bit about this with scavenging, right? Mm-hmm. We had like a spotter.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And so, you know, so the more that could come with you to that bartering thing, you don't want to scare the person off. So I would, my suggestion would be for you to go and somebody to stay back and kind of watch.
Yeah.
That person, it would be best if they're kind of hidden so yeah. that somebody can't come up and take advantage of them too.
Yeah.
Just rip their clothes off and
take advantage of it.
I know take advantage is not the right word, but
that's all right.
Anyway, the other thing you want to be careful about is, so there's a lot of people that say the best barter deal is when each party feels like they dicked the other over.
Well, that's kind of true.
Hey, no, because you know, I got the best deal on my side, and that person feels like they got the best deal on their yeah. side. So you got to be careful with that, because some people, you know, they're going to want to take the most advantage of you that they mm-hmm. can, and vice versa. You do not want to try to take the most advantage of them, because it just leads to a broken relationship with trade and mm-hmm. bartering, and that person might be pissed off enough and try and kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
If they already didn't
it's probably
have that
good
plan.
To have some good negotiation skills, you know, right. to learn those now.
And it talked about a lot, like a lot of different websites when I was kind of looking through what other people thought and felt about bartering, to actually practice it, you know, yeah. to yeah. like, it's not, the, I mean, we kind of do that in town with like the Facebook things.
Yeah.
Like I don't, my wife is like my mouthpiece for negotiating
for social media. Yeah.
But yeah, she, you know, they do, you know, $50 for this dresser, and they'll negotiate.
Yeah.
Through text, and if that's not available, it'd be the same deal. So get used to feeling comfortable with, I don't really want it to go away for this much. I want to make money on it, but at the same time, or I want to make, you know, I yeah. want it to be a valuable
I need
trade.
This much
You do
of
need
this.
To practice that, because it's kind of a hard thing. It really isn't. I'm yeah. not very good at feeling like I'm taking advantage. But I would, you know, my wife, she would get taken advantage of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Here's
you want $50? Here's $100.
All of our water's in the basement.
I can take you down there.
I know you don't have any. And that brings me to the other point of being careful with, like, sob stories.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I've got 16 kids. Their mom died, and I could really use this, but I don't have much to trade. Mm-hmm. You know, it sucks, and it's going to make you feel bad that is the possibility, but
if it's somebody you don't know, just don't even, I mean, it's not a good idea.
It's not.
That's what you can.
That's exactly right.
If it's somebody you know and you trust them, then
it's different. You can
negotiate
things. Mm-hmm. You can noshkegate. You can noshkegate.
Noshkegate.
And then avoid trading your crucial resources. You know,
yeah,
don't go right
to.
For, oh, here's some water.
Yeah.
I need some bullets. Or, you know, you don't want to trade the bullets. Trade the things that you've got, you know, you have plenty of, and that aren't as useful for your group.
Yeah.
That somebody else may find valuable.
Yeah, exactly.
So really look at those things first. Don't give away your life sustaining things. You know, here's all my Percocet.
Yeah, exactly.
They aren't life sustaining
Percocet. All right. That's good.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
Yeah. That's bartering.
That's bartering. Yeah. Hopefully it kind of helps you guys out.
It's just something to start to think about, at least, you yeah. know, especially when
and these lists, I mean, these lists apply to so many different types of topics,
mm-hmm.
but bartering is going to be a huge part, and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen
it's
tomorrow.
It's going to happen. So just be thinking about it, especially when you're building your prepper stockpile of stuff. Just think about it. Oh, okay. Why? I don't need any more of this, but I can get this for a good deal. Yeah. Maybe I should grab a few.
And we were just talking about a lot of the different reviews of things that we've done. I have a ton of knives.
Yeah.
But I've given them away to people I know, mm-hmm. but I'm going to hold on to a lot of them because yeah. there's going to be some value in trading.
But people don't have knives.
They
man,
don't, and it
you know?
Surprises me. I'm
yeah.
like, really?
It's like they're using.
But then again,
knife.
I don't have a lot of guns, which
yeah,
you know.
So it's one of those things. You got some knives.
Sometimes you just don't. You're not going to get a chance to get everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So I also at this point,
yeah,
I want to share something special with you all.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited.
We have a new sponsor.
I am really excited.
I am too. This sponsor is awesome.
I've actually been, since we found these guys, I've actually been really hoping we could get them on as a sponsor.
Me too.
Because I really believe in what they're doing.
I've been super impressed with their boxes.
Yep.
Like, we've seen a lot of boxes.
Yeah. A lot of boxes have come through this podcast.
I've seen more boxes than any of you guys could ever imagine.
Yeah.
But these guys were immediately impressive.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, this is a smart setup. You get food, you get... So anyway, so survival box, the only subscription box that delivers all of the essential survival supplies that you need to your door every month. So three different boxes to choose from. You get your survival gear, survival food and water, and non-GMO heirloom seeds for your survival garden. No contracts. Cancel anytime. Use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
We're going to talk about some survival boxes right now, actually. Why don't you just get those out and let's start talking about
them. Yeah, let's go with them first.
Because, guys, I can't even tell you. We love these guys. These boxes come every month, and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed this month. We didn't get the one box, the Bravo box, I believe, that's just food.
Yeah, we didn't.
We're kind of bummed, but maybe we'll get it next month. So they have, like we said, they have the gear box.
Yeah, and
they
we're
the gear and food box.
We got boxes from them.
And the food box. So this month's theme is navigation, correct?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, navigation. So what do we have in there?
So this is the gear only box
that
we got. So you've got 12 by 25 binoculars.
Yeah.
An emergency poncho.
Mm-hmm.
You have a map reading and land navigation booklet.
Yeah, those are, that's the kind of stuff is invaluable. Those books, you know.
It is.
It's huge.
And that's another good, you know, bartering item.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
of this stuff's bartering.
Yeah.
And then you've got a little measuring gauge for map navigation.
Yep.
And then this little, you got a moonlit LED micro lantern.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's red light, so it's kind of cool.
Doesn't mess up your eyes, so you can still navigate by stars.
Mm-hmm.
This box also comes with a little knife.
It's
actually a really fancy, cool
Cricket.
Yep. Columbia River.
Yeah, Columbia River Knives and Tools.
Nice. And they make sweet knives.
They do.
I've been using the crap out of the one I got from the box. Yep.
Yeah, it's a nice little EDC knife. Really, really good quality stuff.
And then we've got a compact and precise compass.
Compass, yep.
And then I just dropped that on the floor.
No, you're good.
Two-person emergency bivy.
Yeah, it's a two-person one. That's awesome.
I've never seen one that big.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't have one that
and
big.
It's tiny, too. I think I might put that in my bug-out bag.
That's a good idea. And then we've got these little, like you can just clip on your... Or you can put it on your backpack. It's got just tons of information on navigation, how to read maps. Mm-hmm. It's got measurement tools and everything.
Yeah,
it's
very
really
cool.
Small, portable. You can hook it to any bug out bag. They also send every month. So when you get your first, it's in your first box,
yep.
right?
Your welcome box.
It has a little binder that's got, you're going to get skill cards each survival box that comes. And man, it's chocked full of information.
Cool information, yeah.
And this one's all about land navigation and readings. I mean, it's got how to read maps, what the symbols mean, how to navigate with them.
It's really
cool. It's awesome.
Good information.
And yeah, you're going to be able to add to your book that they, it looks like they select items that they feel are the most useful skill sets, and that's so cool.
Good stuff, man.
And then I guess there's one other little thing in here. This is the another compass.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
that's
you can never
stuff.
Have enough compasses.
So that was the gear box only.
Yeah, the gear box only, which is good. I mean, the gear is awesome in those things.
Yeah, Kobe and I do love the Alpha and Bravo because it's got food in it. One of them's all food.
Yep,
that's the
Bravo is all food, I believe.
And these are, I mean, this is.
If you want the mix, get the Alpha.
You're not getting stuff that you have to use in 6 months or halfway expired.
25-year shelf life.
25-year shelf life.
And sometimes you actually do get the 5-year food bars, too. But
yeah, and they throw varieties in. So we got savory stroganoff and chili mac. Mm-hmm. And then we've got heirloom seeds. We got four mini packets of water, emergency water, drinking water. And then this one, the Alpha, comes with some of the same gear that came in the gear only box.
Yeah, so you don't want to get both boxes. Get one or the other with the gear box.
Yeah.
But you could get the gear and then the Bravo box as well. So.
Yeah. And this one has a monocular.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has two compasses, just like the other book, and then a map reading and land navigation book.
Yeah. So those are freaking awesome. And then,
they are.
Like I said, the Bravo box has all food. So very cool stuff.
So if you need gear, get the gear only. If you want a little bit of both, you can't make up your mind. Then get the Alpha. Bravo's all food. That's probably my favorite.
That's my favorite too.
Because there's a lot of different subscription boxes that have, you know, awesome tools and things. Oh, yeah. And they send awesome stuff too.
It's like TacPac. We love what they send. They're more like EDC type gun, you know, kind of stuff. Battle Box is kind of more for tactical survival stuff. There's just, you know, but Survival Boxes, I feel like, is really up prepper's alleys a little more.
It makes, you know, the most sense.
Yeah.
For survival.
Mm-hmm. So go check it out. Survivalboxes.com. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS. Get 10% off.
Yeah.
So next, we do have a battle box that we did a video the other day. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. And this was the EDC 2.0 box, right?
It's a cool box. Yep.
Yeah. Go through that real quick.
Yeah, I'll go through it real quick. So the basic box, $84 value, has the Bastion Gear EDC Utility Aluminum Wallet, yep, which Kobe's been using, right?
I have been using it. Yeah, I've liked it. It's a nice little wallet. It has a can opener. It has a couple of screwdrivers on it. Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah.
It looks kind of bulky, but it actually pretty much ends up being the same size, yep, as a normal wallet.
It does.
You get a Battle Box Zippo lighter. Zippo lighters, mm-hmm, you know, they're pretty high quality.
Oh, yeah.
They are high quality.
They're super quality.
Swiss Tech Utility Key 6-in-1 Tool. I have this on my keychain.
Yeah, it's cool, huh?
It is pretty cool.
It looks like a key, but it has a bunch of different things.
It does, yeah. It's awesome. A Readyman Covert EDC Belt Sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really used that much, but
I haven't got to use it either.
It makes sense. You can put it on any belt. It gives you kind of an extra pocket,
yeah,
thing to hang from. So that's your, and then you get your Readyman Basic subscription. Advanced Box, $194 value, which costs you $50. Smith Optics Hudson Elite sunglasses.
Yeah.
These are sweet. These are really nice sunglasses.
They're ballistic sunglasses, so they're good for shooting and stuff like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So they're more useful for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean they're stylish too. So yeah, they're pretty cool. You get a Battle Box Larkin tactical pin. It's got you can break glass with,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've actually used that. I have that one on my EDC.
Glass?
No.
You busted
no, not yet, but I have that in my EDC kit now.
I threw it in my bag
one
too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Pro Box, $279 value, $100 cost to you. You have the Max Striker 1,000 lumen flashlight, and it comes with the battery,
yeah,
and you get a charger.
And a charger.
It's so freaking bright.
It's a bright light. I like it.
A lot of them, you'll get the flashlight without the battery, which is super frustrating. And this one comes with a charger.
Yeah.
A chargeable battery.
Yep.
And then you get your Readyman Premium subscription, which includes a bunch of videos and stuff, mm-hmm, training. Now your Pro Plus, which is $150 to you, $409 value. You get with all of that above, plus you get the Bastion Gear Braza EDC folder.
Mm-hmm.
Features D2 tool steel and titanium coated handle.
Yeah, it's a nice EDC knife. It's big and bulky though. I haven't carried it too much because it feels
big. Carried it a little while and it is kind of big, but I threw it in my backpack that I take back and forth to work. I have it with
good
me. I've used it a bunch. It's super sharp and it is super heavy duty, but
yeah,
it's a little heavy to be carrying on you.
Yeah,
but some people, I mean, if you wear cargo pants all the time,
yeah,
work out.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been carrying this 511 knife that we got from TacPac a while ago, and I freaking love it.
Do you?
Like I can't get rid of it because
I
like it so much.
One like that.
Did you?
I actually think Mike at work had one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So speaking of TacPac, we just got a new TacPac too. It came in like 2 days ago.
Why don't you go through this one?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can.
So
do
nobody
that
can listen to my voice.
Okay, cool.
Longer.
So with this one, it has a cool little the tactical tourniquet. So tourniquets obviously are fantastic. Any bug out bag needs a tourniquet. All right, that's just a rule, I believe. And then it comes with an operator survival tool. It has a flint rod, a carbon scraper, and a knife sharpener, all in this tiny little cool little compact tool, which is really cool. And then came with a T-shirt this time. I love getting new T-shirts, and the T-shirt says "Ammo Sexual." I'm gonna wear that to my grandma's house.
Do it.
See how she likes
it.
Did
I say anal sexual?
Yeah, well. And then it has this EOS case. What is it? A wallet.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's almost like two pieces
really
of metal.
Small.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And then a TacPac sticker. So really good stuff from TacPac this month, too. So go
yeah,
use our
awesome
code CASUALPREPPERS there as well. So we had a lot of reviews. Next episode, we're going to review some Colter Co. We don't have enough time this episode, but we're going to try and get it in next episode. Okay, Cameron?
Right on.
Okay. And
it's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Okay. So real quick, going to be a lot of type 2 diabetics out there.
There is.
There's
yeah
just going to be. And the medications that you use are going to stop being produced. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying right now. I'm just saying in
what?
Yeah. So, now this applies, this that I'm going to go through just applies to those that are on the oral medications for control of their type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
You know, their diabetes isn't completely out of control at this point. They're not on insulin.
Mm-hmm.
So the insulin one, at some point, we'll get to that of taking care of those type of people. But what I want to talk about here is, you know, some homeopathic type of stuff.
No, that's a good idea.
Some natural medications that can actually lower your blood sugars.
Cool.
So number one is alpha lipoic acid. It's an organosulfur compound. It's found in liver, spinach, and broccoli. You can get it over the counter anywhere today with your coffee. 200 to 300 milligrams per day actually is pretty strong at lowering blood sugars. So in these medications, you can stock up on a ton today.
Let's get a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're a diabetic and you want an alternative, something that, you know, you don't have to ask your provider, can I get 4,000 refills on this so that I don't ever run out? Because it gets hard and insurances won't pay for a certain amount. So you do want a backup. The other one is American ginseng. 3 grams within 2 hours post-meal lowers your blood glucose. And then...
Can you use Korean ginseng? It's got to be American.
No, it's got to be American.
Okay. Merca.
We're patriots here.
Yeah.
So, and I read about this stuff. You can actually reuse it a couple of times. You can make tea out of it. That'll work. And then you can actually eat the ginseng. And ginseng helps with energy. So you get a little dual combo there. Fantastic. Dual combo. That's a... redundant.
Dual combo.
The other number three is coccinia indica. So 1 gram of extract or 2 ounces of the gourd can lower by 20%. So that's crazy how
much
a natural substance can actually bring it down. I would definitely stock up on these if you're a diabetic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're going to run out of medications. In diabetes at that point, you know, you do have a lot of control with diet. Exercise can improve your insulin sensitivity. But then if you have these, I mean, you got backup and you don't have to worry about, you know, I've got a bunch.
You feel a lot better.
And not only for if you're not diabetic, if you have a family member, you know, stock up.
Yeah.
You know, you can be used. You can barter them.
Exactly. And they're probably relatively cheap.
Sugar.
Relatively cheap,
they are,
I would guess.
They are pretty cheap. So, yeah. And then just some other... You know, garlic and chromium, you know, those are other things that actually lower your blood sugar. The other three have actually been proven and studied to show reduction. So,
fantastic. That was a good tip. I like it. And guys, that's all we have today. Whew. Man, that was a long one. I'm sorry, guys.
Man, I don't know how they get so long.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Jeez. Some people want it longer, though. So, I don't know. Some people is happy. Some people is sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. But guys, thank you for hanging out with us. Go check us out at casualpreppers.com. Go grab the book. Go grab some shirts. And you got anything else to say, Cam?
No.
No?
I think they're done.
Okay. See you guys.